All right.
Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello everyone, Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. We are doing a special radio show with a great friend of ours. Her name is Shirley Franks. If you go to shirleyfranks.com, you'll see her website. Shirley is S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Franks, as in F-R-A-N-K-S.com. You go to shirleyfranks.com, you'll be a cool website. And I always like to take the extra effort to like spell out websites, because for those people that are, might be listening in, sometimes you might not be able to hear what I say because of maybe my accent or maybe my voice or maybe there might be some background noise. I know sometimes when I'm listening to things, there might be like a ding from somebody else might be calling me, or maybe a tone from somewhere else, or a dog barks at the perfectly inappropriate time. So I'm like, oh gosh, I just missed it. What did they say? So I always like to repeat that several different times so you'll be able to get it down. So the purpose of this is we do this radio show with a great friend of ours. Again, her name is Shirley Franks. And Shirley, amongst other things, she's made an impact on a lot of people's lives by being a nurse. She's also a mom and a grandma. Throw that stuff in there as well. She's impacting local people with the nurse and the grandma stuff. But she's also, as a nurse and a nurse practitioner, a nurse instructor, wrote a book called 101 Nursing Affirmations. You can find it on Amazon. That's where most books are sold, right? You can find it as an audiobook also on Amazon as well, and you can find a link on her website, shirleyfranks.com. And for those people that are listening in, we've done a couple of radio shows with Shirley. So if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/Shirley or Shirley Franks or Shirley Speaks, we put it at. If you go to Shirley Speaks on Building Fortunes Radio, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous runs. But we are coming close to the holiday, finishing up some of the holiday season for the Jewish people that are listening in. I think you're in the midst of this right now. For the people that celebrate Christmas, we got the Christmas stuff. Everybody that celebrates something else, you're right there, and you're thinking about, like, what am I going to do as far as that Christmas present for that person? Maybe you need a stocking stuffer, or you want to stock this with a lot of this stuff. You can do this with Shirley's book. It's called, again, 101 Nursing Affirmations. The audiobook, harder to stuff in the stocking because it's a digital product. You put, like, you know, you do the crazy stuff. You put like a little link in there and you say, this is your audiobook. You wrap it up in a box. You could still put it in a bow. So you can still have a stocking stuffer with this. But if you have a nurse or a nurse practitioner, whether it's somebody who's in the medical field, a student, or somebody who's in the nursing already, want to take a look at this, and you probably want to buy a couple of different copies so you can share them with different people that you might know. So it's great holiday season. I want to say thanks for being here, Shirley, on your own radio show. We're going to talk about the book, 101 Nursing Affirmations. But the first thing I want you to do is introduce yourself to the Building Fortunes radio listening audience, and you can share with people maybe a little bit of the motivation behind why you wrote the book.
All right. Thanks for having me. I'm Peter. Yeah, I'm Shirley Franks. I'm a mom, not a grandma yet. We'll be dying.
Oh, you're not? Oh, no. Oh, okay. That's an affirmation in advance. It's a positive.
I hear it. I might be surprised in a couple of days or so with the news, but yeah, not a grandma yet.
Okay.
However, I've been a nurse for 2-3 decades, just about, and my background, I came from the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, that's my alma mater, University of the Virgin Islands, but that's not really who I am. I'm someone who loves to read and write ever since in high school, and I became a nurse as my journey through nursing. I always love writing and reading, and so now I'm at the epitome of my career. I started writing, so I want to go down leave this profession as known as nurse author. And I was always inspired by young nurses or even young people in general. I'll go to the mall and I'll get in a conversation with a teenager or young adult, you know, and I'll try to steer them into what they may love. You know, my daughter will say, "Mommy, why are you asking me screaming personal questions about what are you doing in school and such?" But just for my love for people and, you know, try to get someone on their path, who am I? I just feel like I'm compelled to do it. So during the last 5 years of my career, I've worked as a nurse instructor, and I would listen and observe the new graduates. And, you know, there you can see the need, the frustration, the anxiety, the excitement. So that drove me into writing this new book, 101 Nursing Affirmations. And I hope I can help some and many across the globe. And that was my desire.
Excellent. Okay, good. So if people go to ShirleyFranks.com, they'll be able to see the link where they'll be able to buy that book. And I think, now I may have some things wrong, but I think you've also written other books as well. So have you written other books too?
Yeah, I've written a book, A Foreign Nurse's Guide to America. So at the website that I've just created, I will upload. I'm working on revising it, A Foreign Nurse's Guide to America. But it's on Amazon as well. But I'm doing a new version of that, upgrading the book, the cover page and such. So that's my second book, and I'm working on another one right now as well.
Very good. So with the 101 nursing affirmations, so people can buy it in a physical, like hard copy, and then they could also buy it in an audio book, and certainly they could buy both. In both forms. So what are some of the benefits of having it in a book form, like written form?
In a book form, a book, in my opinion, and I've heard it, the vibrations, when you feel a book, you can feel the vibration. For book lovers, when you have that book, there's something about the connectivity with the book and what's in there. It's good to have a book. You can always read and write. The way how that book is written, very simple, and on the pages you can make your own affirmations or make notes. So you can take a book to the restroom. You can have one in your car besides the audio, and you can have two or three books. I've bought two books from like The Secret, and I've got two, and a few other books I buy too. So I have one wherever is my favorite place in the house. It could be in the kitchen. I'll put one in the kitchen. I even heard Oprah talking about that, you know, seat of the soul, one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom, or wherever you may want to have that book or book. So having
excellent.
A hard copy, right.
So I've learned that I'm very much a visual person, and there's a slogan that I've heard before, out of sight, out of mind. And then therefore, if you kind of add to that, you'd say insight in mind. So I need the visual triggers. So for me, having a book in the right place is a visual trigger that helps me. And if you came to my house, you would probably, you know, say, oh, look at this. You know, so when I do certain things, when my son Vincent moved away, I found a trophy of his that he probably doesn't know about our care. It was like one of those little kiddie trophies you get when you're in Little League, you know, one of those like just showing up kind of a trophy. You get a trophy for playing. But I found it, and I said, you know, I'm going to put this right up on the top of this cabinet, and nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to know what it's like. But every time I lift the blinds in my kitchen window up at night, from the taking them down at night, when I lift them up, I'm kind of looking to the right, and I see that little statue. And it's just a visual trigger for me to remember my son. Now, my son moved away, and it's not like I forgot that I have a son. But, like, every day, I kind of say hello to my son, Vincent. So I like the visual trigger thing. So if I needed – if there was something that was important for me, I would want that visual trigger. So I would buy – like, if I was a nurse and interested in honing my skills and keeping on top of my game and maybe getting promoted or just doing a better job, I'd probably want a couple – of those books, the hard copy, you know, the hard copy of those books, so they could be my visual triggers. And also in places when, if I had some time that I want to invest or maybe some downtime, I would be able to sneak, you know, a 10-minute peek of it, because with an affirmation, it's not like a cliffhanger, like a chapter of a book where you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't put it down because the next chapter is going to be the next part of that story, and then you have to binge watch the book. With nursing affirmations, you could probably be good with it, just a few, just to kind of remind yourself, get yourself in the right mindset and kind of dwell on those types of issues as well. So that's why I think a physical book is helpful. So I'll let you comment on that, and then we're going to talk about why also the audiobook.
Okay. So for those nurses or whomever, we can tell that Peter is a detailed person with the realm of color personality. I'll rate him as a green personality. We'll have to talk about that sometime, Peter. Color personality, very detail-oriented. They're on it. So two books, like he has mentioned, is great. Because people who are green in color personality are very detail-oriented, and they have to stay focused and organized. So I will say having two books is ideal. You just put that in my head, Peter. But ideally, when one has a book, it's always good to make reference, especially the author. You gotta look at what gives this person the right to write whatever topic. Is he or she capable of writing whatever subject she's written about? And I would like to say that I am capable, based on my experience. Experiences, and as nurses, we go through, you'll find, if any nurses out there listening to me, you'll find that you make your own affirmations, and some of them you can relate to as you read the book, or you'll come up with new ones for yourself. And documentation, we write a lot, we have to write, so it just reinforces what you're about. On your gold. The audio
okay. Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break first, and then we'll come back on the other side with the audiobook. So we're right around halfway through our radio show. You're listening to Shirley Franks. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.NetworkLeads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Shirley Franks. She's going to go over some of the reasons why the audiobook. So, Shirley, over to you.
Okay, great. Well, audiobooks are helpful for people who may not like to read. I mean, not necessarily actually reading, but just having the time to sit down and read a book. So you can be driving and you listen to the audio. You can be at work and you have your headphones in and, you know, doing certain tasks while you have the option of listening to audios. Audios, again, if you're a Kindle member, you can purchase the audio is at no cost for those who are Kindle members. And also the price is very affordable, $3.99 as an audio listener. So it motivates and stimulates the brain, you know, listening to audio, whether it be mine or whomever, other authors out there having audios.
Excellent. Okay, good. So then the power of both. Why would people want both?
Both, when you don't have time, when you're going to bed, and if you want to listen to something that's motivating to you or you want to learn from, you can use an audio. If you're on the go, you're driving, you can use your audio. If you're at work, in your spare time, or your downtime, you can listen to audio. So it's very versatile having access to audio. And then the book itself, like I said, I connect with my personal view. I connect with books. I have both, but I have options, you know, to resort whether I'm going to read, sit and read with a good cup of coffee or whatever you may relate by and have that book. So,
excellent. Right, so real benefits to having both. Now, if I had a book like that and I was reading through the affirmations, it would probably spark my brain to think of maybe some that might also be that I would apply in maybe other aspects of my life. You know, this affirmations thing, if it's working for me on the nursing thing, maybe it might work for me as a dad, or maybe it might work for me as a student or as a family member or as a baseball player or as a whatever it might be. So I would definitely want to have a pen and paper handy to be able to use those ideas and concepts that are kind of fluttering around in my mind. I remember Earl Nightingale, we were talking about Earl Nightingale before this, you kind of stab that idea with a pen and you put it on paper, might as well write it in that book. So could people use your book almost like a workbook as well?
Very much so, Peter. I'm glad you brought that up because there are sections on each page you can make notes. So using it as a workbook will be very helpful.
Excellent. So in reference to the affirmations, could you read a couple off, or if you remember some of them, could you give us like a sample, if you will, of what some of them are in that book and maybe expand on why you might have put those in that book?
Okay, off the top, I'm always on time. We have to give reports. We have to show up to take care of our patients, our clients, our employers. We should show up on time. So shift 7A, 7P, you're to be there at 6:45, 15 minutes before. I am resilient. That's another affirmation. And the importance of that, being able to make decisions spontaneously as nurses, we are faced with making decisions every day, throughout the whole day. And some of us have heard the term, nurses wear many hats. So being resilient is important. I am a nurse. A nurse I am. I'm proud to be who I am. You know, accept me for who I am. And those of you, I'm not a Decepticon. You know, so be proud be supportive of your coworkers or, you know, people who you come in contact with as working as a team member. We should be able to accept, you know, looking at diversity in the workforce, you should be able to appreciate and demonstrate feelings of creditworthiness with your fellow workers.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we talked about, you know, the book, why the book, some examples of the book, what you would be able to do with it. You could use it for holiday presents. You could use it for yourself personally. It might inspire you in other areas of your life as well with the nursing affirmations. So let's talk a little bit about stuff. You know, I've been, I've been on track in my life and I've been off track in my life. And what I find is being on track is usually a little bit better or a lot better. So, you know, sometimes it's real easy to kind of get, if you're somebody who's focused on stuff, it's really easy to get distracted from what's important. And when you get distracted from what's important, almost everything seems to maybe suffer. And what I mean suffer, like if you're running a business, if you're focused on a different area, you might be focused on, you know, a new technology, a new product line, a new idea, a new whatever, a new widget, a new shiny object. And that's real easy then to kind of lead you in a direction. And you can't always make up for that lost time. Some of it can be turned into creativity, but some of it's just non-productive. And having the 101 Nursing Affirmations book, I think, would help people to stay on track more often than not. And I'll use as an example. I was reading an article on the web, so I guess I was reading a web page, and it was talking about how people's personalities have changed since COVID. So I agree with that statement. I don't know whether you, if you're listening in, agree with that statement or don't, but I think a lot of people's personalities have changed. And this one gentleman was talking about the physical manifestations of why their personalities have changed, meaning they have brain damage, you know, almost like a frontal lobotomy. And I'm like, well, okay, so let's say that might be true with some people. But I do believe that many, maybe not all, people's personalities left to their own devices has changed. The negative press, the negative relatives, the negative stuff. If you're a nurse, the pressures of, you know, low morale, a whole bunch of other things like that. So I really do think people's personalities have changed. So if you agree with any portion of that, I would say, so what are you doing about that? What are you doing to arm yourself, or what are you doing to prepare yourself, or what are you doing to make sure that doesn't apply to you? And, you know, among other things, having the book, 101 Nursing Affirmations, can really make a big difference as far as keeping you on track. I really believe that. So I don't know if you want to comment on any of that sort of stuff, if you want to mention anything about COVID and how it might have changed things relative to nursing, but I'll let you have the stage so I'm not hogging up the whole part of this conversation. Talk to me about COVID and change.
COVID was a change, brought a lot of changes in the nursing field to many nurses. I've known nurses who quit the profession. I have some who need debriefing. Work agency have to be on the East Coast. Seeing patients dying and they can't do nothing about it. It has changed. It has brought a lot of changes, especially for those who are working in the heart of it in New York. It's definitely stress, but I must give it to the new graduates at the time. They rolled their sleeves up, and they were discouraged about being resilient here. It's a disease condition. They really didn't realize the magnitude of it all. Many of the older nurses quit the profession. Even doctors quit. You know, we've heard all the bad stories about it. And the good thing about it there are good things that came about, that we as nurses there have to be more conscientious of, you know, hand washing, proper hygiene, which we support, but we're more consistent with practicing certain nursing functions.
Right. So I think this is super important. So for those people listening in, make sure you check her out. If you go to ShirleyFranks.com, 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 you'll be able to see a little bit about Shirley. She's got some great stuff on the website, but most importantly, you'll be able to find the links for you to be able to buy the written book or the audio book on Amazon and help yourself and other people as well. So Shirley, if you want to add anything else, you certainly can, and I'm not sure how many radio shows we'll be doing before Christmas or how many people might be listening in live before Christmas. So if you want to give some holiday greetings as well towards the end, let's do that too.
Well, let's look forward for 2024. Give a nurse, give a friend the audio or a book as a gift if you may not see the need for it. But it's worth having.
Excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to call it a radio show. Thanks for being here, everyone. We're going to catch you next time. Check her out, ShirleyFranks.com, ShirleyFranks.com. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/ShirleySpeaks, we got it over there, and we'll talk about some other topics the next time we come back on Building Fortunes Radio. So thank
You've
you,
been
everyone.
Listening to Building
Thanks,
Fortunes
Charlie.
Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.